Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I want to wrap up our little series today on some specific things that we can work on to become better leaders for our team. And I want to end with dreaming big for ourselves. You know, a lot of times we're really good at seeing potential in new distributors or up and coming leaders on our team and telling them, you know, you need to dream really big. You know, I've been on this journey. We've been on this journey long enough. We know, we see it in you that you've got what it takes to go all the way. You need to dream really big for your family. And it's easy for us to do that because we see that potential. But are we practicing what we preach? You know, are we still dreaming big for our family, or have we allowed, you know, some downtimes in our business to affect our mindset? Are we still dreaming big? Are we still dreaming so big that it scares us? And I think for leaders, a lot of times we start out with this, you know, huge idea. You know, once we see the potential in this business and in ourselves and what it could do for our family, we start dreaming really, really big. And back then, you know, when you're first getting started, dreaming big is quitting your job one day because of this business, paying off your house, getting to ambassador. But you know, along the way, once we start getting close to those goals, or even once you start checking off those big goals, we have a tendency to stop dreaming bigger and bigger. You know, whether it's out of fear, you know, are we a one-hit wonder? You know, what if I put out an even bigger goal and I don't hit it? And then, like I said, sometimes it's because we've had a lull in our business and we just kind of lost faith in ourselves. And is this as far as we're going to go? You know, was this my finish line? And then, you know, for other people and for me, it was, I don't know. I don't know how to dream any bigger than this. You know, I have some things I want to do and some trips I want to take. And you know, what I've learned over the past year is that those are rewards. Those aren't, you know, God-sized dreams, you know, visions that God has given me. And so lately, I've really been doing a lot of soul searching and just praying about this topic. And you know, God, what do you have for me? And I've been reading a book called The Circle Maker, and I think I've mentioned it before on a podcast. And you know, chapter 4 or 5 talks about how when you stop dreaming big, or if you only dream, if your dream is something that you could accomplish on your own, and it's not going to require the help of God or, you know, faith and trust in God moving mountains on your behalf because you're working, then that's not a big enough dream. That's not a God-sized dream. And I did not have a God-sized dream. You know, for whatever reason, that's where I was. So recently I've really been digging down deep, and I feel like God is really starting to reveal some really big dreams for the future of things that I want to use It Works as my vehicle for. And I'm excited. I'm excited about, and they're big and they scare me again. And what if I don't accomplish these? So I know I'm on the right track because my dreams are scaring me. So I want to make sure that we are all paying attention to this. You know, have you lost your ability to dream a little bit, you know, for whatever reason? Or have you just not reevaluated the big picture and dreamed even bigger than you had? You know, you've checked off all of your little, what you thought were big dreams, but you've accomplished them already. You know, let's make sure that we are practicing what we preach, because if we don't have things, huge things that we're shooting for, then our team is not going to either. And they're not going to have that blind faith that they know that these dreams are going to happen just by being consistent and working hard. What is it that Pam says, that our dream board is not our fantasy, it's our future? You know, let's make sure that we're filling up our own dream board with huge dreams. Our vision board is full. And if you don't have that, if you're not sure what's next, you know, then definitely dig in and do some serious prayer, you know, pray circles around this, that God would reveal what's next for you, so that you never lose that passion and your vision and your why. So make sure you're dreaming big, that your belief has not wavered. And if it has, let's do some work. Let's do some personal development dig in deep and in prayer and get that back on track. So I hope you've enjoyed this series and I hope it was helpful. We're going to move into a series next that I think you'll really enjoy on some of the pitfalls that leaders can fall into without even realizing it that's going to halt the success of your business. So look forward to that next week.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.